I'm here with Larry Hamm, the chairman of the People Organization for Progress in downtown Newark. The demonstration today is for the case of Earl Faison. Larry, how do you like the crowd today?
I'm liking this crowd. It's a big crowd, and it's growing, and it's a spirited crowd, it's a militant crowd, and it's a crowd committed to justice. So we're glad to see so many people here. You know, we have a large number of people from the African American community, but we also have people from other communities, Hispanic community, white community, Dominican community, Latino community. All of us are here united to demand justice for the victims of police brutality and those people who have been abused and who have died in the county jail system here in New Jersey.
Can you give us a short background on the case of Earl Faison?
Earl Faison was beaten and tortured and as a result died at the hands of five Orange police officers April 11, 1999. Those officers were found guilty on December 19, 2000. A judge, a federal court judge, vacated the guilty verdict in May of 2001, and then their appeal was denied by the U.S. Third Circuit Court of Appeals on March 21, 2002. So we're here today to demand that those officers be sentenced. They're just out here. If anybody, if any person would have beat somebody to death, we'd be on the fourth year of our life sentence without the possibility of parole. It appears that there are two systems of justice in this country, one for the police and one for everybody else. We're here today to demand justice for Earl Faison. We want the state to reopen the murder investigation into the death of Earl Faison, which it closed and never brought charges. We want those officers that were found guilty in two federal courts to be sentenced immediately. We want justice for all other victims of police brutality. And we want immediate investigations by an independent prosecutor into the deaths of Howard Sipp and Mary Barber in the Essex County Jail and Edward Sinclair in the Union County Jail. This issue is one of the seminal issues in our community. I mean, one has to remember that when we had the rebellions all throughout the history of this country, not only before the 60s, during the 60s, into the day, Los Angeles, Michigan, all of these rebellions were sparked by incidents of police brutality. And this problem affects all aspects. It's not just who gets murdered, it's the impact that these murders have on the families and on the community. So this is one of the key issues in our community. And it has to be addressed. Nobody is addressing it. And I'm telling you, there's a powder keg out here. People are angry, they're mad, and if somebody doesn't do something about this problem, I fear that something very bad is going to happen in this state.
One last question, Chairman. What is the response of the elected public officials to the apparent epidemic of police violence in New Jersey communities?
With a few notable exceptions. There are a few who are speaking out, but the majority of them are not speaking out. And it's not just the responsibility of black, but it's the responsibility of every elected official to address this problem. When they're elected to represent all the people, not just their crowd or their section. The major leaders in this state are not addressing this issue, and they need to address it. And we're going to continue to have these demonstrations and mobilizations until the issue is addressed.
Dozens of family members of police victims spoke at the rally following the march. The movement against police violence is growing in New Jersey, and as the local elections draw near, it will become harder for candidates to ignore the concerns of their constituencies. For WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.